Joining us right now, I thought, a funny story. Cherie, my wife, she lives in Melbourne at the moment. Mm. I live on the Gold Coast. She's depressed because it's freezing down there and we've got beautiful weather.
That's perfect.
And I try not to rub it in, but good morning, Cherie.
Yeah, good morning. You try not to rub it in as you send me 15 photos of the beach and the sun every day. Mm.
And he's never taken a photo prior to that.
Yeah. No. Well, and look, a part of the deal is that when I fly down there, all I am is Cherie's personal chef and Boston's. Yep. I cook all their meals, have them in the freezer, ready for them for during the week. Fantastic. They have to do is preheat their main meal. Mm-hmm. But Cherie, do you want to explain to people the next level you've gone to now?
Well, you know, I love my food and I think I must have an archangel that is like my food angel. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other day I was doing my morning walk and it was freezing cold and I call in at the end of my walk and I call into McDonald's and get my coffee because it's right next to my house. I have KFC one side and McDonald's the other. And there was a wonderful, there's a group of people there, like a family and a few other adults with them. And I turned around with my coffee and they'd left some baking in a container on the table. And it was caramel slice, like my favorite.
Oh.
And I'm looking at it going, oh, that looks good. And then the girl behind the counter, she goes, God, that looks good. And I went, do you reckon I should give it back? And then, and I was fully contemplating sealing it. But then I thought, nah, I can't do, I'll do the right thing. So I walk down the street, run after them. You've left your baking behind, here you go. And she's like, oh, no, no, you have it. And I was like, no, honestly, no, it's yours, you have it. And I'm dying to go, yes, can I please have it?
Yeah. Wow.
And I said, no, honestly, you keep it. And she said, oh, no, we do the baking for the church. So she said, you're more than welcome to keep it. And then I'm thinking, oh, my Lord, no, because I'm probably stealing food from homeless. No, honestly, you keep it. And as we were walking in the same direction, we got talking about baking and me saying how much I love home baking and I'm such a foodie. And she said, oh, well, you should come down. Like, if your husband doesn't come every weekend, does he not make you cake? And she was really shocked, Spider, that you don't make me cake.
No, I don't cook sweets.
No.
And I said, no, he just does boring stuff like dinner, so boring. And she was like, oh, well, that's not good. And she said, why don't you pop down every Sunday? And she said, and we'll give you some cakes.
Oh, that's great.
So now, in the church car park, I bring the coffees. I bring 6 coffees on a Sunday morning and I leave with about 15 cakes.
That's the best lurk I've ever heard.
Yes.
Is that a good lurk? Like, here, I cook all the main meals, and now she gets dessert as
This
well.
Is amazing. I'm never stealing from God Bashers ever again.
Yeah, wow.
Get free cake from God.
I know. I've never been to church in my life, but now I'm starting to think I'm going.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Cherie, I'm actually coming down to Melbourne tomorrow, so fire up the bee sting, doll.